All right, today's reading is from 2 Kings chapter 6. As I've been just looking at the life of Elijah. 2 Kings chapter 6, starting with verse 8 up to verse 17. Once when the king of Syria was warring against Israel, he took counsel with his servants, saying, "At such and such a place, it shall be my camp." But the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are going down there." And the king of Israel sent to the place about which the man of God told him. Thus he used to warn him, so that he saved himself there more than once or twice. And the mind of the king of Syria was greatly troubled because of this thing. And he called his servants and said to him, "Will you not show me who of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elijah, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." And he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and seize him." It was told him, "Behold, he is in Dothan." So he sent their horses and chariots and a great army, and there came by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God rose early in the morning and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. And the servant said, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" He said, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elijah prayed and said, "O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning, that we would just be awakened to what your spirit wants to say to us this morning through the life of Elijah. And so, Father, we just welcome you into this place as we just hear your voice through your word and what you are saying to us. So, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And so here in 2 Kings chapter 6, we have the story of Elijah. And it's quite a famous story. I'm sure many of you have heard of it. It's a story of where Elijah prays for his servant to see. And at the beginning of this story, we see that the opposition, the king of Syria, is wondering, that he keeps coming up with plans to attack Israel, but Elijah keeps telling the king of Israel what the plans of the king of Syria are. So the king of Syria it says here that the king of Syria is greatly troubled because he's worrying. He's saying, there must be a traitor, right? If we're making plans to attack the king of Israel, and every time the king of Israel is figuring out what these plans are, so the king of Syria, he becomes greatly troubled in his mind, it says. And so he's figuring out, and he asks the question, who among you here is for the king of Israel? And so the servants of the king of Syria reply to him and tell him that there's none of us here. None of us is betraying you. But then they point the attention towards Elijah, and they say, "Oh, there's this prophet named Elijah. He is the one telling the king of Israel everything." And so what is the response of the king of Israel? "Let's kill Elijah then." And so the king of Syria gathers a bunch of men for them to attack and to seize the city in which Elijah is in. And then at that time, as they're about to seize the city, it says, in the morning, the servant of Elijah was awake and saw the army that was approaching. And so the reason why this is, as I was meditating and seeing how this speaks into our lives, is kind of in two different ways here. One of them is more of who is speaking into your life, right? Like, I would rather have, Elijah seems like a good friend to have. Okay, when you're reading the Bible, I think one of the best ways to kind of just ingrain yourself in reading Scripture and to make Scripture come alive in your life is to imagine yourself who you'd be in this circumstance. Who are you in this character? And I think for me, I see myself kind of as I wouldn't call myself maybe the servant that is up in the morning, because I'm not a morning person. But I think for me, I think I'd be like, oh, I wish I had Elijahs in my life, right? You know, the king of Syria had people in his life, but they weren't telling him anything. But Israel, the king of Israel, had Elijah in his life. And so here in this story, it says the king is greatly troubled as to why, what things are happening. So their response is just, let's just attack Elijah. And in that moment, the servant sees the chariots, they see everything, the horses and so forth. And so obviously, what is the response of the servant? It says here in verse 15, when the servant of the man of God rose early in the morning and went out, behold, an army of horses and chariots was all around. And the servant said, alas, my master, what shall we do? And Elijah's response was, he said, do not be afraid. Okay, I know I've been in seasons of my life where I needed people I've needed in my life to be in my life where I've just gone, what shall I do in this circumstance? And so it's important in our lives to have those Elijah people in our lives, people that we can go to, not necessarily to replace the voice of God, but people in our life that we know they hear from God as well. Because I think many times in churches we think that normally it's just the pastor's role to hear from God, and he hears from God and he gives the word of God to people. But that's not the reality of our lives. That the reality of our lives, because we have the Holy Spirit, we have the word of God, that God speaks to each and every one of us in our lives. And I think in our lives, sometimes we just don't see things. Why? Sometimes it could be as the servant was. Maybe he was too afraid. But here in this circumstance, yeah, I'm the servant because, not because I'm up in the morning, but because if I would have been in this circumstance where I see that there's a bunch of horses, there's a bunch of chariots, and I know they're here for me, what would be my response? Yes, I would be afraid. And so for me, in seasons of my life, I recognize how important it is to have people like Elijah that tell you, do not be afraid. And I think that's very, I like those words, because I think when reading scripture, it's nice to read scripture and to get a full picture of things, of how things are dealt with, because of, especially with fear, because sometimes fear in scripture is dealt differently. Sometimes with fear, God walks with people. Other times, is just straightforward. Almost like, don't be afraid. You know, I think sometimes that's necessary in our lives. You know, I think sometimes we want a certain way to, we want people to respond to us a certain way. It's like, oh, you're afraid? Oh, come here. Let me sit with you and let me walk with you. And sometimes that is needed in certain seasons in our lives. But sometimes we also need people in our lives when we are afraid, and that look us in the eyes and tell us, do not be afraid. Because when they speak with such confidence and they speak with such authority, suddenly it's almost like you're awakened, like, and you're suddenly, I'm not afraid, but I'm with someone who doesn't seem to be afraid. And I see that, with my son. My son loves jumping off things, and when he was smaller, he'd count the steps. We'd count the steps, and then he'd jump from one step, and then two steps, three steps, four. Now he's like at four or five steps, but it took a while to get to that place. And sometimes he'd be like, "Hold my hand," if he wanted to go a bit higher, and so I would hold his hand when he gets four to five, because by then it just gets dangerous. So I do have to hold his hand. But I realize now that at four steps, he could actually jump by himself. He'll climb the four steps, but he looks at me and he's kind of like just hesitant about whether he should jump or not jump. And he goes, "Hold my hand." Now, trust me, I'm at the point in my life where I live in the tension of, when do I hold in his hand and when do I tell him, "Hey, I know you can do this jump. You could do it by yourself." And he looks at me and he's like, "Okay, I can do it." And then he jumps. And so we kind of have to live in the tension of the fears that sometimes we do need our hand to be held when we're going through fears in our lives. But sometimes we also need people in our lives that will just look at us and tell us, hey, do not be afraid. And that is one of these moments here where Elijah speaks into the servant's life and he says, do not be afraid. Maybe some of us would have taken offense by that, right? Some of us, I know, I'll put myself, maybe I would have been like, I don't know why you're talking to me that way. That seems a little bit harsh. Can you be a bit more sensitive and so forth? But sometimes I'm saying that's what we need to hear in our lives. Do not be afraid. Now, Elijah doesn't just say that for the sake of saying things, okay? And I think that sometimes happens at church that people say faith things without really having any faith. They're just like, well, this is what I feel the appropriate response would be in this situation. But they're like, I'm afraid, but this person can't know I'm afraid, so I'm just going to tell them to have faith. But Elijah here is not saying, do not be afraid just because it's the thing to say or and so forth, because Elijah sees something differently here. And if you go then to the next, to that verse there in verse 16, he says, do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Now, at that moment, if I was a servant, I'd be freaking out because I'd be going, what does Elijah see? It's like, why am I with this person? It's like, there's no one here, Elijah. Is this me and you? But Elijah here sees something different. And so in verse 17, then Elijah prayed and said, O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Now there was something in the physical that wasn't there, but there was something in the spiritual that was happening that the servant couldn't see, but Elijah could see. And it was from that place of what Elijah could see in the spiritual that he was able to say, do not be afraid. And that's the difference, is Elijah just wasn't saying the words that we feel that were meant to say. Do not be afraid. Oh, have faith in God. He was saying it from an actual place of seeing something. But his response is, and I think this is sometimes when we're walking with people, is that we need to pray for people. Because sometimes we judge people and be like, oh, Elijah could have been and completely judged the servant and be like, yo, you can't see, you of little faith. You see, that's why you need to come to church. You're not reading your Bible and so forth. I don't know what the response would have been in our time. But here Elijah's just, it says he prayed to God and asked God to open his eyes for him to be able to see. And I think sometimes that's the challenge in our lives when we have people in our lives that maybe can't see. We kind of want to force them to see. But the reality is that the only one that opens the eyes and the hearts of people is God. And so Elijah prays to the one that opens eyes and he says, God, let the servant see what I see. And in that moment, the servant sees what Elijah sees. And in that, the fear is gone. And if you continue the rest of the story, it gets a bit more, it goes from PG-13 to rated R type of how violent it is. But as I reflect on that story for our lives of who we are, of who you may be in that story, I think when I was reading this story, I was like, oh, I've definitely had those King of Syria moments where I was greatly timid, but I had the wrong people in my life speaking into it. And for me, my prayer for us this morning is that we would have Elijahs in our life, that whenever we're going through seasons, that they would have the courage to speak directly to us and just say simply, do not be afraid. Not because it's the thing to say, but because there's something from what they see in their relationship with God that God reveals to them that they're able to say that too. But maybe for some of us, yeah, we could be the Elijahs. We're the ones that do see things, but yet we haven't learned how to walk with others for others. And we haven't learned to walk with others to help others how to see as well. And so some people, for someone, maybe you're in need of Elijah's in your life, but maybe you're the Elijah in someone else's life, that God has placed you in their life to be with them, to call out the strength, to call out the courage, to be strong and courageous. Do not be faith, because you have a conversation and relationship with God, so you can walk with them and you can pray for them as well. And so as we go into a time of worship, that's my invitation for us as we meditate on this passage of Elijah, is that one, that we would sometimes just not be discouraged by what we see in the physical reality of our lives, but we would just ask God to open our eyes as well to see, God, what are you doing in the spiritual world in our lives? And so, Father, we just close our eyes as we go into a time of worship and prayer, and just pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning, that there have been moments in our lives where we're like the servant. We ask, what shall we do? And so, Father, this is the importance of living in community, of being in relationship with one another, that we can have moments of asking, what shall we do? And the body of Christ speaks to us, that you speak through your body. And so, Father, I just pray for Elijah's in our life, that would be able to speak to us and call things out in our lives, that we're afraid to take those big leaps, that they would be the ones that tell us, do not be afraid. And so, Father, I pray that if we're like Elijah's and we hear your voice, that we would walk with others, that we would walk with others in their fear and call out who you have called them to be, and that we would pray that their eyes would be open, that we would be aware of your constant presence in our lives. And so let us have an awareness of your presence in our lives, even when we are afraid. And so, Father, we thank you this morning that you walk with us as we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Faithfulness to me.
Yeah, Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Yeah, that we're walking in this season of something that we might be afraid of, that you would speak to us and that you would call out in us what we do not see. And so, Father, I just pray that there'd be people in our lives that just speak to us directly and just simply say, do not be afraid. And Father, I just pray that we would see also from the opposite side of people that are in our lives and are also needing to hear, do not be afraid, that we would have the courage to speak those words at times with people, that if there's fear in their lives, that we would have the courage to speak to them and to say from a place of seeing, do not be afraid. And so, Father, we thank you for your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.